mean it now. What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. And here we go again. He said that I might receive my sight. Come on here. When God is working on you, when God is in you and working through you, can't nobody hold you. I don't care what they do. They may not like you. They may try to do all kind of things to come up against you. But when God has spoken, hallelujah, they sing the song. Let the church say amen. When God has spoken, because God has spoken in your circumstances, in your situation in life, and they try to tell you to be quiet. I can't be quiet. I can't hold my peace because I know God did it. I believe he did it. And if he haven't done it yet, I believe he's going to do it. Why? Because my faith tells me that God is going to do it. He said, you must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Seek him in the morning. Call on him in the evening. Call him in the midnight hour. He's getting ready to bring you through. You're going to receive your sight. You may be, hallelujah, blind to something, and it seems like you ain't coming out today. But I guarantee you, you keep praying and calling on Jesus until acting God to give me directions. He'll give you directions. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Not only naturally, but spiritually. He'll give you directions. Hallelujah. He said, all thy ways. Do what? Acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. You can't go sideswipe. You can't be sideswiped by the enemy. Not when he's directing your pathway. The blind man, hallelujah, sit by the highway side. It's enough. Tell your neighbor, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm at the sanctuary, at the power of faith. Tell your neighbor, it's enough. No more longer will I be sideswiped. No more longer will I be blind by the enemy. No more longer will I give in to the enemy. Not saying I can't, but I can have what I say. Because the Bible says, come on here, if whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have what he say. Tell your neighbor, I'll have what I say when I have it. I'll have it now. I don't care who don't believe it. I'll have it now. I have my peace now. I have my joy now. My deliverance is now. I'm not going to allow the enemy to make me be silent. I'm not going to allow the enemy to make me be quiet. I'm not going to let them make me be silent. I refuse to hold my peace. I'm like blind Bartimaeus. I refuse to hold my peace. I know God's going to do it. I believe God's going to do it. I don't know when. I don't know how. But all I know that he's able to do a exceeding abundant of all I think or act. I refuse to be quiet. Come on, I refuse to take down. Do you refuse to take down when you're standing on the word of God? I'm going to be just the courageous as blind Bartimaeus was, because he heard. See, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He did not take down. Hallelujah. He heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he said, what meaneth thou? What that Jesus is passing by? So this morning, Jesus is passing by your ear gates. Jesus is passing by your eye gates. You can make your request known. Come on here. Hallelujah. Make your request known. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God will grant you your request according to what the word we just read. Hallelujah. It said, and immediately, that 43rd verse said, immediately he received his sight. He received his sight. And now, come on here. People get blessed, but they won't stay with God. People get blessed and they receive things and they turn back on God. But it says right here, and he followed him and glorified. He gave him the glory. Hallelujah. He didn't give it to nobody else. Hallelujah. And it said all the people, hallelujah, come on here, was all the people when they saw it, they gave praises unto God. You got to go back and tell God, thank you. I'm reminded, come on here, of Jesus cleaning the 10 lepers. And I'm reminded, he told him, say, go show yourself to the priest. Come on here and ask. as you go, somebody come on here, and as you go, you'll be healed. Praise God. I'm telling you, one of them realized when he looked down and looked at himself, he said, wait a minute, I can't make it to the priest. I got to go back and tell God thank you. When God do something, when God bring you out, you've been waiting, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been laying before God, trusting God. And when he do it, don't forget to return back to tell God thank you. Don't forget to keep following him. Come on here. You can't return back into Egypt because Egypt didn't do it. Egypt kept you bound. You got to go back and tell God thank you. As blind Bartimaeus did, he continued to follow Jesus and give him praise. It's something about when your eyes come open. It's something about when the scales fall off your eyes and you begin to see it through the eyes of God. You begin to see it through the mind of God. You begin to think like God. You begin to talk like God, using his word like he said. Come on here. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword, going in to the cutting in to the joint and the matter of the son of the bone. His word, come on here, is a double-edged two-edged sword. If you use his word, hallelujah, you can make it. You use his word, you can come out of anything. Look at blind Bartimaeus. He kept calling the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. Come on here. I'm reminded, come on here, hallelujah, of the centurion man. I'm telling you, when you use your faith as blind Bartimaeus did, the centurion man said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but what I need you to do, I don't need you to come, but what I need you to do is speak the word only. When you're going through something, all you got to do is speak the word only. Call his name in the midst of it, and God will turn it around. He will turn it around. And the Bible says that he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but all I need you to do is speak the word. And the Bible says he spoke the word. And the Bible said that they met him and they told him that it was healed. And the Bible said they asked him about what time this was when he was talking to Jesus. Come on here. He's a miracle worker. It's about time for your miracle today. He's a healer. Heal body. He can heal you. He's a miracle working God. He can open up some doors for you today. Hallelujah. Somebody under the sound of my voice, and it feels like you are God. It feels like you're about to go under. It feels like you're about to be sideswiped by the enemy. But I'm telling you this morning, on this radio station, this Cypress audience this morning, all you got to do is continue to seek God and call him in the midst. Come on here. Call him and tell him. They wrote a song. Jesus is on the main line. All you got to do is call him up and tell him what you want, and he will grant you your request, as it was here with blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus called him up against all odds, against all the people telling him to be quiet, against all the people pushing him to the side, probably saying, oh, blind man, you can't see. Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with my hearing. I may not can't see, but ain't nothing wrong with my hearing. I know something. I hear something. I hear a sound, a different sound. I can put that sound and I can put it to my voice and I can say, Jesus, Jesus, come on here. I'm expecting something from you. Jesus, I need something from you. Jesus, as blind Bartimaeus did, he got God's attention. Yes, he did. And the Bible says he stood still and commanded him to come. Come, my soul, come on here. He commanded him. How can a blind man come? And he can't, and he can't, and he can't see. Glory to God. I'm reminded, he said, go wash into the pool of Siloam. Hallelujah. And when he went to wash in the pool of Siloam, he received his recite. What are you expecting today when you call on God? What are you expecting when you call on him? Are you calling him just to be calling him? Are you calling him out of fear? Are you calling him out of faith? Are you calling him out of doubt? How are you calling Jesus today? Come on here. I'm calling him, come on here, by faith, because it's by faith, come on here, that I receive what I receive, because I believe, because his word said, it's by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle today. Come on here, hallelujah. You don't try it everything. You don't try it everything. Come on. You've been blind. You don't try everything. It ain't working. But oh, call on Jesus. Try Jesus today. Hallelujah. And he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Listen, it's time to open up these phone lines. I'm so excited about it. It's time to open up these phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for your miracle. The number, area code 321-632-1000. Come on, hallelujah. Let the scales of the blindness fall off your eyes today. Come on, hallelujah. Come on here. You need to try Jesus. You don't try everything else. You don't been uptown, downtown, round town, through town. Come on here, seeking and searching, looking. But I'm telling you today, it stops here. Try Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. His name is a strong tower. And the righteous run in, and they are saved. Amen. And it will bring you through. He will bring you out as he did blind Bartimaeus here in this scripture in Luke, the 18th chapter. Oh, praise God, around the 35th verse, praise God. They tried to shut blind Bartimaeus up like they're trying to shut you down. Come on here. But you keep calling on Jesus. You keep coming to the house of prayer. You keep coming into the face of God, and he's going to do a miracle. He's going to work a miracle for you. The phone lines are open for you right now as I speak. You can call in and we'll touch and agree and we'll pray with you and for you. Amen. That God will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Only just believe it. Only just trust him. Come on, somebody. The day is the day, hallelujah, that you come in. The day is the day, because he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For my spirit don't strive with man always. Come on. If you out there, if you are out there and you need prayer, call in today and we will touch and agree with you and we will pray with you and for you. If you need salvation today, he will come into your life. He will save you. He will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Come on, the lines are open. Come on, hallelujah. You say, well, I can't call in. Hallelujah. You can, and you're watching on type, it's audio. You can type in on the screen. I see it. And those that we're watching, we still can pray with you. Amen. To make a point of contact with you. Come on. Again, the Eric code is 321-632-1000. It's on the screen right there. Thank you, prophetess, for putting it up. Amen. The number. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is able to do it. He's able to bring you out. He's able to turn the situation around. Don't be blind. Don't be blind by what the enemy is saying. Don't be blind about what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy don't want you to come out. The enemy don't want you to be set free. The enemy don't want you to be here. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Come on here, somebody. Praise our God. The enemy don't want you to be healed. But Jesus said, that's what he said. He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities in the chastisement. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody make you doubt it. Don't let nobody shut you down like they try to do blind Bartimaeus. But he pressed through it. He cried the more a great deal. Come on, hallelujah. I know it's raining outside. I know it's Monday morning, hallelujah. And everybody don't feel like getting up, but somebody else, come on, hallelujah. Pick up that phone, call and say, Apostle, I need prayer. I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me. The enemy wants me to stay in this blind situation. He wants me to stay blind to the things of God. But I come to tell you today, the scales fall off your eyes of blindness. God can do what he say he's going to do according to his word. Come on. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word will stand forevermore. Come on, somebody. Are you out there today? Are you out there? I'm here waiting for you. The engineer is waiting for you just to put you on through me, to me. Hallelujah. And that we may be able to make voice contact to voice, and that we may be able to touch and agree by faith, in faith, hallelujah, that God will do what you need him to do. Come on, again, the number is right there on the screen. If you would, call it. If you would, call it. Again, if you're not able to call, you don't have a phone or anywhere, you could type it on the screen if you're watching. Hallelujah. Just say, pray for me, Apostle. And we'll trust and agree, and we'll pray for you. And we'll believe that the scales of blindness will fall off your eyes according to what God's word is saying towards you. Amen. The enemy no longer can keep you blind. Come on by, because you have heard the word. You have heard the word, such as when blind Bartimaeus asked the question, what meanest thou? What is this noise? What meaneth thou? And they told him, Jesus passing by. Jesus has passed by your way. It's passing by your way right now. All you got to do is what? Reach out and touch him by faith. And it's all. I can't see him, but you can touch him by faith. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, I shall be saved. That's all. Pray for me. Okay, we will. Father, we thank you right now for touching Yvette Paul right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you will meet every need in her life, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. So it be unto you, because your faith and because your belief, hallelujah, it will be done unto you. Amen. Don't let nobody shut you down. Don't let nobody make you hush. Amen. Keep praising him. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. She typed in, pray for me. Hallelujah. And we touch and agree with you right now. Come on, somebody. Again, if you're able to call in, those of you that want to call in, your time is now. Got a few more minutes. You can call in. We'll be able to touch and agree with you and pray with you over the phone, over the airways. Praise God. Again, like she was not able to call in, so she typed in on the screen. Amen. Just pray for me. I'm telling you, God will honor your prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. We must hold on to the promises of God. We must hold on to the word of God, because the enemy is so crafty and cunning. He come to do three things according to the word of God. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Come on. So guess what? He has sent his word to heal us. He has sent his word to deliver us, and we must walk therein. We must walk therein. Come on. We can't walk out of it. Walk therein. Praise God. What you say about it? What you say about it, my friend? What you say about it, my brother, my sister? Come on. Walk therein. Walk therein. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is able to do it. I want you to know God can do it. And you need to make known his deeds among the people. You need to let the people know. See what the people, what it says right here. And the people gave. And the people saw it. And they had to do what? They had to get. They had to give praises to God. They had to, only God can do situations. Only God can bring you out of things. Come on here. Hallelujah. Only God can bring you out of situations and things that people think you can't come out of. Come on. Hallelujah. Walk therein. That's right. Come on. Hallelujah. They had to glorify God. They had to give God the praise, because they know that this man, blind Bartimaeus, was blind. And he sat by the highway side begging. Hallelujah. But oh, begging days are over. When you come into contact with Jesus, begging days are over. My begging days are over. I believe God. I receive what I believe. I have it when? I'll have it now. Because the scriptures say immediately. Immediately he received his sight. Come on. Hallelujah. Why? Because he made his request known unto Jesus, not to man, unto Jesus. And Jesus performed. Hallelujah. Jesus did what man cannot do. Come on. Hallelujah. Man can't do it. Only God can do it. Man can't work that situation out for you. Man can't wash away your sin. Only God can. Hallelujah. Come on to Jesus, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on, backslider. Come on, come on, come on, hallelujah. Come on home, hallelujah. You've been toiling too long. You've been toiling too long, hallelujah. We got a few more minutes for callers. Those of you that want to call in, we got the lines are open. They're open for you, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I precede you. Come on, come on. Today is your day. The time is now. Come on, right now, right now. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Tomorrow is not promised to you. The next minute, second hour is not promised to you. So guess what? While you got time, while you hear his voice through me speaking, come on, come on. Hallelujah. I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to come to know Jesus. God bless you, Job. I love you. God bless you. Yes. I tell you, God can work it out. God will work it out. Nobody's exempt. Come on. We all need Jesus. We all need him. We need him every minute, every hour, every second. You're not alone in situations. I want you to know you're not alone in situations. Somebody's going through something worse than you. But I want you to know this, the same God that you may be going through a little thing. Somebody may be going through something worse than you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He can bring you out of no matter how big the situation is or how small the situation is. He can bring you out and deliver you. Come on. Hallelujah. He did it for blind Bartimaeus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My time is getting close that we have to cut off the callers. Amen. If you try to call in and you won't be, pray for me. Hallelujah. All right, Sherry. God bless you. We thank you. We pray for you right now. And we send the word to you right now. Father, we thank you for working out every circumstance, every situation in our life right now, in our family life, Father. We thank you that all things will be made possible well with her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be weary. God's going to do it. God's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. Pray for you. Okay, God bless you. Amen. We're praying for you and continue to pray for you that God will make a way for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, he's still on the throne. He can do it. He will do it. He has done it. And we're going to hold fast to what he said. We're going to hold fast to what he's doing. Amen. Again, this is your host this morning. I pray that this word that went out this morning, I pray that it take root on your hearts. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. Come on. No matter what you're in, no matter how the enemy is trying to sideswipe you and make you blind to the situation, things of God, don't give up. Don't give up. Keep crying out. Keep seeking him. Because he that will come shall come. That's in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. He that will come shall come. And guess what? He's coming sooner than we think. Hallelujah. Don't plan to stay here because this ain't our home. We just traveling through. Come on. I know you're adding on. I know you're doing all this, both to your natural body and to your regular home, adding on, taking off. Come on. Come on. But don't plan to stay here because this is not our home. We just traveling through. Time is getting closer every day, every minute, every second that we're getting ready to leave here. But you better make sure that you got somewhere to lay your head, that you got a home beyond this home. Come on, because he said, I go to prepare a way to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. Come on. So if you're out there today, and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, again, the opportunity now is the time to come to know him. Again, it's just as simple. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And that's all that is to it. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. Praise our God. You can come unto him just the way you are. And he'll fix your heart. Nobody can fix your heart. Come on. Nobody can take your heart out and work on it and bring all this stuff out like he can. Nobody can do that part. Come on. Come on to Jesus. I want you to know he's able to do everything above all you think or ask today. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. We don't take you lightly. Praise God for again, Lady Watkins. God bless you. To all our prophets gathers, thank you for coming on. Amen. Hallelujah. They'll be back in here pretty soon with me. Praise our God. Evangelist Patty, God bless you. Hallelujah. Sister Caroline, amen. Whitson, God bless you. I see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Jordan, my son, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Again, on FaceTime here. Thank you. Dr. Mitchell, Prophet Angel Mitchell, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yvette, God bless you. Sister Yvette, hallelujah. Elder Jones, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sister McCrary, God bless you. Thank God for you. Sister Stacy, God bless you. Bless you. Sister Melissa, God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Dietra Mara, God bless you. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Listen, all right, it's getting close here. I have to get up to leave you. Just giving everybody thanks that I can read this here. Thank you all for coming on, sharing with me on both sides, Cypress audience and on Messenger. Amen. Thank you. It's a privilege and honor to have you with me for this 1 hour. Amen. This 1 hour from 9 to 10. Amen. Time is getting close for me to get up to leave you. But guess what? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake your callers. It's over. Amen. It's time. The callers are over. My time is getting close for me to get up out of here also. But I want you to be encouraged. Know this. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody stop you from believing or seeking God. Be like blind Bartimaeus. Be courageous like blind Bartimaeus was. Don't let nobody stop you. Come on, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it takes, don't let nobody stop you from believing in God. Don't let nobody stop you from calling on his name, because guess what? You got God's attention, and he's going to do what? Ask you, what do you want me to do? What do you want God to do in your case? Now that you got God's attention, what do you want him to do? Tell him what you want him to do. Amen. He's like he asked blind Bartimaeus, and blind Bartimaeus said, that I might receive my sight. And guess what? His request was answered. You know, we could do some things, 2 minutes. We could do some things. We can go try to get a loan. We can go try to do that, and they disapprove it. But when you make your request known unto God, you must believe that he is a rewarder to them that what did receive him, and he's going to do exactly what he said. My time is coming gone for this morning. But guess what? Friday morning, same station. Same stations. Come on here. Right here. Be with us. Until then, go in peace. Have a great day today. Hold your head up. And know this. You can't stop me because I'm a believer. God bless you. Stay tuned. 1 minute. Stay tuned for some information. It'll tell you how you can get in contact with us. Tell if you want to send something. Amen. Again, I want you to do me a favor. I know if we're in the area, please stop by the radio station. We're not in the Sheraton or nothing like that, but you still can make a donation. Amen. Say we want to help the radio station to keep the men and women God on the air. Amen. You can make a donation to the radio station to help them to keep us on the air. So do me a great favor with that. You stop right by here, bring it. Or you can say, well, Apostle, I want to help you stay on the radio. And here it is. We want to do a donation to the radio station to help them because they help us. Amen. Come into your houses, into your cars. Amen. My time is coming gone. We love you until Friday morning, 9 to 10. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.